Deuteronomy chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. Yahweh is their inheritance, as he has said to them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it is ox or sheep, and they shall give to the priest the shoulder, and the two cheeks, and the maw. The first fruit also of your corn, of your wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep shall you give him. For Yahweh your Elohim has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of Yahweh, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of your gates out of all Israel, where he traveled from, and come with all the desire of his mind to the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of Yahweh his Elohim, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before Yahweh. They shall have like portions to eat, beside that which comes of the sale of his patrimony. When you are come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or who is an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination to Yahweh, and because of these abominations Yahweh your Elohim does drive them out from before you. You shall be perfect with Yahweh your Elohim. For these nations, which you shall possess, listen to observers of times and to diviners. But as for you, Yahweh your Elohim has not suffered you so to do. Yahweh your Elohim will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like as I am. Unto him you shall listen. According to all that you desire of Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, so that I do not die. And Yahweh said to me that they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other Elohim, even that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, How shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing does not follow nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. End of chapter.